जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचरी, यमुना तीर वनचरी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचरी, यमुना तीर वनचरी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, राम राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare, Hare.
Louder, louder.
Hare 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 Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare 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 Rama, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Rama, Rama Ram Hare Hare. Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram, 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 Krishna Balaram Jaya Krishna Balaram. Om Ajnana Simirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapita Nena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayham Dadati Swapadantikam Panchakalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Namaha. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vraje Satanaya Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kasidu Pasana Vrajavadu Vargenaya Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumartho Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam Tatradaro Naparaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वासुदेवाय। कृष्ण बलराम घी ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम घी जय। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। बलराम पूर्णिमा महोत्सव की जय। गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल गरीश दसम बल दि फोर्टी ऑल गरीश श्रीमंद्राम। हरि बोल। Jai Balaram. Are you happy?
Yes.
Some of you are looking very miserable, I know. It's a happy birthday of Jai Balaram. He appears and gives happiness. Balaram. He gives bal, he gives strength, and he gives Ram or Aram or a joy, happiness. Ya Ramati Ramayati cha iti Ramaha. Ram, Balaram is that person. Ramati, he enjoys, is happy, and Ramayati, and he makes others happy. He makes us all happy. Jai Baldev.
Jai Baldev.
Jai Balaram.
Jai Balaram.
Not very loud and heartfelt, maybe. Jai Balaram! What is this? Okay. We'll see what to do with this one. Yes. Some song. So we'll, of course, what else to do but to talk about Balaram, hear about Balaram on his appearance day, remember Balaram. So 5,000 years ago, like the story begins long, long time ago. So this is more than 5,000. We keep saying 5,000, but 5,200 and some years ago, on this day, Lord Balaram appeared. Jai Balaram. And he appeared in Gokul before I forget. I wanted to remind you. Balaram's birthplace is Gokul. Probably you had not thought about this. Krishna Janmasthan, that is in Mathura. Mathura is Krishna Janmasthan. Gokul is Balaram Janmasthan, Janmabhumi. So on this most auspicious occasion, the day, or as Lord was making his appearance, that made this day even more or most auspicious. So there were bad times. I don't want to give you bad news, but let's say history. Lots of demons were all around. In 10th canto, chapter 2, Sukadeva Goswami is giving a quite a good list of those demons. Pralamba and Bhaka and Shanur and Trina, Mustika, and like that. You like to hear more?
Yes.
Names of demons? Balaram killed them, some of them, so why not? So yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati. Whenever there's a decline in religious principles, so as all these demons were all around and they're getting ready for action, killing. So they were irreligious personalities, and so there was a rise of irreligion. Abhyutanam hi adharmasya tadatmanam. Then I appear. Hari hari. So it was time for Lord's appearance because of the predominance of irreligion was there, and then Lord has to appear. Lord appears dharma samsthapanarthaya, in order to establish dharma, Lord appears. Saptamo Vaishnavam dhama yam anantam prachakshate. And Sukadeva Goswami is, well, he knew, and now he's letting us know that Lord appeared in the womb of Devaki as a seventh child. Garbho babuha devakya harsha shoka vivardhanaha. Of course, that child's presence in the womb, and that child is not just ordinary child like you and me, or there are so many, but this child is Lord himself. So this has increased harsha. Devaki has become very, very happy, joyful. A source of happiness is within her now. So who could imagine the limits of the happiness of Devaki? But Lord's presence in the womb of Devaki not only increased her happiness, but also shoka vivardhanaha, also lamentation. She was in great anxiety. She knew what Kamsa did to her previous six children. Same thing could happen. He could attempt, knowing this or remembering this, thinking this. She was full of anxiety. Bhagavan api vishvatma viditva kansajam bhayam. And this Bhagavan mentioned here, Ashokadegu. Bhagavan api vishvatma. This Bhagavan is Sri Krishna Bhagavan. Balaram Bhagavan is in the womb of Devaki, and Sri Krishna Bhagavan is still back home in his abode. But being Bhagavan, viditva, he knew kansajam bhayam, the bhaya, the fear of Kamsa, or due to the fear of Kamsa, yadunam nijanathanam, all the yadus have become fearful, afraid of this, Kamsa and others. And they had, it was mentioned earlier, many of them had left. Hurry, hurry, don't sleep. It's time to sleep. Hurry. The many had fled, left Braj, Mathura, Mandal, and they had gone to Vidarbha and Videha and Kaushala, different countries around, leaving Mathura because of Kamsa Jambhayam, the fear of Kamsa. So Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, was concerned. He had to do something, intervene. And of course, part of that intervention, Balaram has already appeared in the womb. This is part of the action and strategy. Yogamayam samadishat. Lord Sri Krishna calls Yogamaya. Hey, Yogamaya! Where are you? And Yogamaya appears. Yes, sir. I'm here. What could I do, Lord, for you? And here's the instruction for Yogamaya from Sri Krishna Bhagavan. Gachha devi vrajam bhadre gopa govhir alankritam. Gachha, you go. Where should I go? Vrajam. Go to Vrajamandal right now. What kind of Vrajamandal is that one? Gopa govhir alankritam. That Vrindavan is decorated. What is the decoration of Vrindavan? The cows of Vrindavan. And the cowherd community of Vrindavan is the decoration of Vrindavan. And there could be other items listed, but the main items, most decorative pieces, our items are the cows and cowherd men, women also. And then he gives further instruction, information and instruction. Rohini Vasudevasya Bharyaste Nanda Gokule. Are you with us? Yeah? We need your attention. I think then Balaram will appear for us, for me, for each one of us. If we hear, to make effort, be fully focused on, we did say Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and keep offering your obeisances unto Vasudev, who is Bhagavate, the personality of Godhead. As I was singing Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, I was remembering Balaram, thinking, well, what do you mean? Wake up call. That Balaram is also Vasudev. There are two Vasudevs. Krishna is Vasudev, Balaram is also Vasudev. And who is Vasudev? Son of Vasudev is Vasudev. Just simple understanding. Son of Vasudev is? Who is? Son of Vasudev is called?
Vasudev.
Son of Vasudev is called?
Vasudev.
So, they're both. Krishna is, well, first Balaram is Vasudev, and then Krishna also is Vasudev. They're both sons of Vasudev. And that is also being mentioned here. That Rohini Vasudevasya Bharya Aste. You understood? Bharya Aste Vasudevasya Rohini. Rohini is wife of Vasudev. And where is she residing these days, those days? Nanda Gokul, in Gokul. Nanda Gokule. Who's Gokul?
Nanda.
Nanda Maharaja's Gokul. She's residing there. Anyascha Kamsa Samvignaha Vivareshu Vasantihi. He has other wives also. And they are residing, they are hiding, just residing in the caves, or they are under the shelter, protection of different devotees and homes. And Rohini is in Gokul these days. Okay, so it is all fine. So what is my mission? She could inquire. So why are you informing me all about this? This information technology is all this information. But what I have to do with this? And then Lord says, Devakya jathare garbham sheshakhyam dhama mamakam. You know that child in the womb of Devaki, that is myself. Well, I am Swayam Roop and he is Swayam Prakash. So what you have to do is transfer that child from womb of Devaki to womb of who? Rohini. If you are listening, you could have quickly said Rohini. So, now for the rest of the, well, some more events following what we have just heard, we will turn to Garga Sanhita. Gargacharya, we'll hear Gargacharya write, and he will make us hear different personalities and the description of the events in Gokul. Beginning with, he also says, Harsha Shoka Vibardhanaha. Devaki's, well, yeah, that's already said, okay. Vrajam Pranite Rohinya Anante Yoga Mayaya. So as Yoga Maya was instructed, so be it, tathastu, that is what she did. She transferred Yoga Mayaya, Yoga Maya transferred Balaram, who is mentioned here as Ananta, in the womb of Rohini. Where is Rohini those days? Where? In Gokul. So the rainy season, right? So demigods are showering some rains and lots of flowers. So pushpa varsham vari bindun mumunj. So they released. They're all, they could be, I'm sure they were right there. When Krishna was appearing, all the demigods had just up there. In the Mathura mandal, a Mathura sky, that come in a big numbers, riding on their vehicles, and each one was trying to get as closer as possible to the where Krishna was in the womb of Devaki. Devaha piyasya rupasya nityam darshana kankshinaha. Because they're all anxious. Even devatas were very, very anxious to take darshan of the Lord. So they also have appeared here in Gokul, and they're showering flowers and prayers, and it's also raining. Vibhaya sannanda graham svabhashaha bhasa. And as Balaram is there, his presence, well, now he has made his appearance. There's a illumination, there's a brilliance all around. Whole Gokul is lit because of the presence of Balaram. Koti Surya Samaprabha. Lord is described as someone who is source of or the cause of the light. How much light? Koti Surya Samaprabha. Like millions of suns have risen, and that light, this is just one sun's light. This is one sun's light. But as Balaram has appeared, there's koti surya, like koti millions of suns, prabha, effulgence all around. Nando pikurvan sishu jata karma. And Nanda Maharaj ke Don't want to say Jai?
Jai!
Is a glorious Nanda Maharaj. He gets to perform the Jata Karma, birth ceremony and proceedings. He is giving charities, millions of cows. Niyutam gavacho dvijebhyo dadau. He gave how many cows? Millions of cows have been given in charities on this occasion. He's so very happy. So he's expressing his happiness, joy, by giving gifts to the brahmanas of the cows. Dvaipayano, and then you see what has happened. Srila Vyasadev has appeared. He has come to Gokul as he received the news. Or he could see wherever he is, was stationed on Badrikashram. He could see. Balaram has appeared. Balaram is appearing. Balaram is here. Balaram is here. So he came running to Gokul, and Narad Muni is with him, and Vasishtha, and Devala, and Devarata. Some of the names have been mentioned. Agatya Tatraiva. And as they have arrived, Nanda Maharaj has greeted all these VVIPs, and washing their feet, and garlanding, and offering them seeds, and some sweets. Kratai prasannaha. He has made all those guests very, very happy by the hospitality of Nanda. Nanda also meaning one who gives joy. Nanda. Nanda. Why is Nanda Maharaj called Nanda? He always makes others happy. That is his swabhav, his nature, his personality, his behavior. He is a Nanda. Sri Nanda Uvacha. Nanda Maharaj is addressing, assembled those atithis, the guests, VIPs, great personalities, headed by Srila Vyasadev. What did he say? Sundaro balako balaka koyam nadasyo yat samaha kvachit. What did he say? Sundaraha balakaha. What kind of balak is this? Could you say Sundaraha balakaha? Sundaraha balakaha. Sundar, sundar. For a beautiful balak. This child is very, very beautiful. Wonderful. But he says, ka ayam, but who is he? He is beautiful and all that, but who is he? He doesn't know. Who is he? He's asking Srila Vyasadeva. And he also says, child like this? Well, I had never seen child like this. Yat samaha na drashyaha kvachit. There are so many children in Gokul, Haribahu. I see them all around, but child like this, I had never seen. And he also is wondering, katham panchadina jataha tanme bruhi mahamune. And how come, what happened? Ah, this is This never happened before. He was in the womb of Rohini, his mother, only for 5 days. Normally it takes 10 months and 10 days. But this child was in the womb of Rohini only for 5 days. And on the Purnima, he took birth, he appeared. It's something amazing. Could you please throw some light on this? Oh, Srila Vyasadev. Sri Vyasa Vacha. Good. Vyasadev said, Aho bhagyam tu te nanda shishu sheshaha sanatanaha. This shishu, this child, this beautiful boy is none other than Sheshaha, Ananta Shesh, Shankarshan, Balaram. He has not mentioned by name Balaram, but he's giving a hint. That's who he is. And prior to, he's giving the fact, to coming or entering into the womb of Rohini, he was in the womb of Devaki for 10 months and 5 days. And the remaining 5 days, last 5 days, he was in the womb of Rohini. So he is son of Vasudev and Devaki. Krishna Chaya. It says, by Krishna's will and desire. Krishna Chaya. Krishna's Icha. Krishna's strategy and planning. From Devaki's udar womb, he was transferred. Pranitaha Rohinim Shubham. He was transferred to the beautiful Rohini. Rohini's womb. Tadarshanartham prapto aham. And that is why we are here. We have come. I have come with so many others. Demigods also have come. Darshanartham. We are here to take darshan of Balaram. We want darshan. Could you say, we want darshan. Yes, one. If you don't say or demand, you will not get it. Say, we want darshan. And we are what we are talking is a darshan. It's a darshan. We get darshan by hearing. We see with the ears. You want to see? Hear. Tasmatvam darshayasmakam sishurupam paratparam. Therefore, oh Nanda Maharaj, please hurry up. Give us darshan of that child. And what kind of child? Shishurupam is, he has become Shishu, little boy, but is Paratparam. He is greater than the greatest. Paratparam Shishurupam Darshaya. Please give us darshan of that personality. Hari Hari. Please get up. Sri Narada Uvacha. Narad Muni is also there, so he's making just a comment. Athananda Shishu Shesham Darshayamasa Vismitaha. Says, then Narad Muni says, we're all escorted by Nanda Maharaj. Yes, come this way. Ah, here he is. And as Vyasadeva and others have seen, what did they see? Drishtva prenkhastitam praha. They saw the child. Where is the child? He is in a cradle. In a swing. Who could describe the beauty of that cradle, the decorations of that cradle, and he's lying in the cradle. Natva satyasvati sutaha. And as soon as they all, especially Vyasadeva, had seen the child, they fall flat. Natva offered obeisances. They are doing barambara pranama hai. Balaram jiska naam hai, Gokul jinka naam hai. Balaram jinka naam hai, Gokul jiska dham hai. Aise Sri Bhagavan ko barambara pranam. So all they are offering their barambar pranam. You would also be doing the same thing, right? If you were to see the child, then you will throw, especially you. You are very good at obeisances, some of you are. Offered obeisances and now standing with folded hands, Sri Vyasa Uvacha. Devadhi Deva Bhagavan Kamapala Namostute Namaha Astute. Please accept my obeisances, O Lord Balaram. And these are the prayers, this is a glorification. Devadi Deva, you are Deva of Deva, Adi Dev. Bhagavan, you are Bhagavan. You are Kamapala, who grants devotees' desires. If you have desire, you just have to become devotee of who? Balaram today, or Krishna Balaram. Sir, this is a problem. Prabhupada's, when Krishna Balaram, they were installed, Krishna Balaram temple opening, I think next morning, on the morning walk, Prabhupada was saying, now Krishna Balaram is here. You could approach him, you could go in front of him and say, sir, Prabhupada said, sir, oh Balaram sir, oh Krishna sir, this is the problem, this is the... And they are Kamapala, the grand desires. Namo Anantaya Sheshaya Sakshad Ramayate Namaha. You are Ananta Shesh and you are Sakshat Ramaya. The Sakshat Ram is Sakshat Balaram. My obeisances. Dhara dharaya purnaya swadhamne sirapanaye. You are maintainer of earth. Purnaya. Purnaya meaning? Purnaya. Purnaya namaha. Means I offer my obeisances unto Purna. Means complete. Who is that complete Lord? Balaram. Purnaya. Sirapanaye. And his pani, his hands, he holds seer, plow. He's a holder of his haladhar. He is what? Haladhar. He's a holder of. Is he holding today plow? We took darshan but didn't notice. Yeah? Is he now? He's in different mood today. Sahasra shirase. You are sahasra vadan. You are one with a thousand hoods, thousand mouths. That's Balaram. And what does he do with the thousand mouths? He's glorifying Sri Krishna. Chanting glories of Sri Krishna. He's holding his dharadhar, he's holding different planets on his hood. Hoods. And with the mouths, he is glorifying the Lord. And he had been glorifying Lord for long, 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 long time. And still not coming to an end. Jai Balaram.
Jai Balaram.
Balaram is Adi Guru. We're reminded. Is glorifying Sri Krishna. Revati Ramana Tvam Vai Baladevo Achutagrajaha. You are Revati Raman. Now, he has just taken birth, but he is being mentioned, described here as Revati Raman and this and that. Well, this is the eternal Balaram. In manifest Leela, he is just taking birth in his manifest pastime. Okay? In the manifest pastime, he has just taken birth. But with his Nitya Leela, Aprakat Leela, this is what he is all the time. That eternal Balaram in his eternal pastimes in Vrindavan is Revati Raman and Sirapanaye Baladevo Achutagrajaha. You are Baladev and you are brother of Achyuta. Achyuta Agraja. Agra. Agra means before, or senior. Ja means to take birth. You are senior. Balaram is a junior brother. He's an eighth child. Balaram is a seventh child. Baladeva Achyutagraja. Hari Hari. What did they say? If you go to Baladev, there's a place called Baladev, Dauji, in Vrindavan. In that area, they don't say so much Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Other parts, Radhe, Radhe. But you go to that part of Braj, what do they say? Dauji ka bhaiya. 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 Krishna Kanhaiya. Krishna Kanhaiya. Dauji ka bhaiya. Who is brother of Dauji? Dauji means so Dada, elder brother. Balaram is elder brother. Dada. It's a Dada Dauji. And his brother is Sri Krishna. They are brothers. They are brothers. Yes, well, he has friends and he has so many other relations. But brother is brother Balaram. Krishna and Balaram are brothers. Yes. They are equal brothers. Only difference, Prabhupada says. One is Ghanashyam, another one is a Shukla. White, like a swan. One is like a cloud. The complexion difference. Or someplace I heard. He is 98% Krishna. Balaram is 98% Krishna. His personality of Godhood, how much Godhood is in Balaram? 98%. So, 19-20 ka farak. No difference at all. Hardly any difference. Balaram and Krishna, Balaram. And they always echo this, another thing. They always appeared together. They appeared as Ram Lakshman. They appeared together. They appeared as Krishna Balaram. Then they appear as Nithai ki? Balaram hoil Nithai. And Balaram appeared as Nityananda Prabhu. They're always together. They're always together. This is something very special about Krishna and Balaram. They could never be separated. They're always together. They're together in Vrindavan. When Krishna went to Mathura, who did he bring along with him? Balaram. They wrestled. And both were wrestling. And both were killing. Together, like that. And then when they finally left Mathura, because Jarasandha, they were battling with Jarasandha for 17th time. This was 18th time. Like a boring routine, you know. Every time, same. So they wanted to just go away. And together they went. And they are always together in Dwarka. They can't stay away. And one day Krishna had left for Kundinpur to kidnap Rukmini, and as Balaram got up in the morning and he saw, hey, where is Krishna? Where is he? And he thought for a moment, and he must have gone there, to Kandinpur to kidnap Rukmini. But he has gone just gone by himself. So Balaram goes there. With little army, he follows Sri Krishna. They're are always together. Sometimes when Balaram is not together, Krishna gets into trouble. When that butter stealing happened right there in Nanda Bhavan, that day Balaram wasn't there. And he ended up being tied up, you know. He became Damodar. And as Balaram returned home and he saw his little brother is tied up, then he said, "Hey, Maya diyo kala se ban, chamane kaha bigadori." Who has tied up my brother? What wrong has he done? He wants answer. He's challenging this tying of Krishna to the mortar. Pacha barasako shama sakhina sanga nahi niharori. My brother, he is only 7 years old. He's such an innocent child. He never mixes with these gopis and never teases gopis or troubles. Maybe did someone think that he's doing this with the gopis? That is that why he's tied up? No. My brother is not like that. Please release him. Like that. It's very nice. Bade jugana se nanda baba ne yako palori. Nanda Maharaj takes such a nice care of Sri Krishna, but someone else is tying him up and troubling him. Who is it? Come forward. Balaram is challenging that act of tying him to mortar. And there's a whole nice song. Krishna kanaiya choto bhaiya moro bhoro bhadori. That is when the Kaliya pastime took place. That day also Balaram was not there. The day Brahma stole Krishna's friends and the cows, that day Balaram was not with him. So whenever Balaram is not around or with Krishna, then he's into some trouble. So Balaram takes nice care of his brother, little brother, Sri Krishna. We'll do a little more of this before our Dinabandhu Prabhu K. will be, he's a lover of Krishna Balaram. I'll tell you some juicy pastimes. Okay, so one more. Balaya Balabhadraya Talankaya Namo Namaha. Here is Balabhadra. And in the chariot of Balaram, there's a flag. And on the flag, there is the mark of Tal Vraksha, Tal tree. It's called Talankaya. This is speciality of Balaram and his chariot and the flag. Dhenukari Mustikari. There's a list of his enemy. Balaram is enemy and he killed his enemies. Dhenukasur was killed. That ass demon was killed by Balaram. Haribol. Demigods came and showered flowers and offered prayers when that happened. Dhenukasura was killed. as. So we could also pray. There are so many dhenuks all around, or in and around. Dhenukasura is also is within us. So may we offer special prayer and appeal to Balaram that please kill ass-like mentality in us, within us, as like he's known for working hard, not working smart, working hard. And accumulating the objects of sense gratification, especially the ass has the sex desire is so prominent. Or Dinabandhuvan tells the pastime of Dhenukasur killing, Balaram killing Dhenukasur. So Dhenuk, the ass, is following the he ass, he donkey is following she donkey. And then what does he donkey gets? He gets a kick from a she donkey. She donkey kicks on the right of the face of the ass, the donkey. So the donkey is world famous for his being a donkey, dull-headed. And so Balaram, who is Adi Guru, may he kill that ass mentality within us. You would like him to do that for you?
Yes.
How many are interested in such? Quite an enthusiastic response. Yeah, I think it was. Hari Hari. Kalindi Bhedanasi. And Kalindi, what Balaram did. There's a Ram Ghat. Jaya Jaya Ram Ghat Rohini Nandan. Balaram was allowed to go, was sent to Vrindavan. Krishna stayed behind in Dwarka. At that time, Balaram wanted to perform the rasa dance with his own gopis. He is only another personality of Godhead besides Sri Krishna. This is Krishna and Balaram. Bas, that's it. No, another person, another personality of Godhead could do this rasa dance. They all have their one Lakshmi, one Patni, that's all. But it's Krishna and Balaram. This shows the competence and the power and the status of Balaram. So is Rohini Nandan, and then Ram Ghat pastimes are talked about. Tirtha Yatra Karaha, and Vasudeva, you are the one who goes on pilgrimage all over Bharatvarsha. When the battle of Kurukshetra happened, Krishna was there in the middle of the battle as a Partha Sarthi. What was Balaram doing? He went on pilgrimage. These two brothers have also differences. Sometimes they have two different opinions. So one was in favor of battle, other one is not interested. He stayed away from the battle. At the time of marriage of Subhadra marrying Arjun, Krishna was in favor. Balaram was deadly. He was against. And like that. Duryodhana Guru, you are Guru of Duryodhana. Pahi Pahi Prabhu Jagat, you are. Please protect this world. Brajamandala Mandanaha Yadavendra, you are Indra of the Yadavas. And you are the beauty of Braj, decoration of Braj, Brajamandala Mandanaha. Musaline Baline Haline Namaha. You hold a plow and you hold also club. And sometimes Krishna Balaram uses both of these two weapons. With the plow he drags Ari the demon closer to him, and then when he's close enough with the club smashes his head. So he's a musaline baline haline namaha. And it says towards the end of this chapter of Garga Samhita that anyone who hears what we have just shared with you, Satu Hare Paramam Padam Rajet, you will attain Paramam Padam, supreme destination. Hari, you will attain Balaram, who is supreme destination, and he will attain Golok, Vrindavan, which is supreme destination. Okay, like that, Narad Muni is concluding the chapter, saying, Balam Parikramya Shatam Pranamya, circumambulating Balaram and offering obeisances hundreds of times, Dvaipayanaha, Srila Vyasadev, who is described here as Vishala Buddhi and Badarayanaha. He left for Sarasvatim Yayo. He returned to the banks of Sarasvati in Himalayan mountains. Jai Guru Premanande Hari. Jai Balaram. Sri Krishna Balaram Ki. Jai Guru Premanande Hari.